All right, I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Oversight for the 87th session of the Senate of the Associated Students on April 23rd, 2019 at 4:30 p.m. in room 317 on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into the second order of business, roll call.
Speaker Hughes.
Present.
Speaker Murphy, or Senator Murphy.
Absence excused.
Senator Harvey.
Present.
Senator Prempeh.
Prempeh, present.
Senator Doyle.
Present.
Senator Supple.
Present.
Senator Westerman.
Present.
Senator Rogers.
Absence excused.
A quorum is present.
All right. Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll move into agenda item 5, reports of chairs. The Secretary of the Senate, did you have a report from her? Okay, Andrea, the Senate Secretary, just wanted me to let all of you guys know that when you're making the times for your meetings or if they change, you need to update her and tell her when the meeting will be. That way they can have a secretary in, because if you don't have a secretary at your meeting, you'll have to have your vice chair or somebody else take meeting minutes, so that's really important to have done. Speaker Pro Tempore Keegan Murphy, I have no report. Chair for Committee on Academics.
No report at this time. I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
So for the first meeting, if we don't have a secretary for that, and it's before we've elected our vice chair, do we just have, like, the audio minutes first, and then they'll take?
No. Dr. Beatty?
Get a volunteer.
Yeah.
You're going to swear to vice chair in first thing, and then pass it over.
Right, okay.
When is, so for your report, please just state what time you're going to be consistently meeting. So what time will that be?
This week it's at 4:15 in the President's Conference Room, but for the next 2 weeks it'll be at 4 o'clock.
And what day?
On Friday, sorry.
And then from there on, when is it?
4 o'clock in the President's Conference Room.
All right, Chair for Committee on Budget and Finance.
No report at this time, other than we'll just be discussing goals for first meeting on Monday.
Your meetings will be on Monday at what time?
11 a.m.
All right, Chair for Committee on Civic Engagement.
So I just agendized for Fridays at 9 a.m. in the President's Conference Room, and we're gonna be discussing goals and electing a vice chair on our first meeting.
All right. Chair for Committee on Government Operations.
So Friday we have a meeting at 8 a.m. in room 406, and we're going to elect a vice chair and go over the goals for the committee. And then besides that, for the next 2 weeks, it's going to be Thursdays at 3 p.m. in room 406.
All right. Chair for Committee on Public Affairs.
So this Friday, we're meeting in the President's Conference Room at 1:30. After this Friday, we're going to be meeting at 2 o'clock on Fridays, and that's booked for the rest of the semester. And we are also talking about goals and appointing a vice chair, but we're also assigning legislation to my committee as well.
Awesome. All right, Chair for Committee on Government or on University Affairs, no report. Chair for Committee on Oversight, the meeting will be next week at 8 a.m. at PCR. Besides that, like as I stated for Secretary Godoy's report, please ensure that you're sending all of that information over to the Senate Secretary so that they can properly agendize. But then aside from that, just when we're reviewing these documents, please ensure that you're referencing like what's included in the portfolio, and it might be wise to just have that brought up on the Nevada box as well as the SAS just going forward with the meeting. All right, moving into agenda item 7, new business. We will first be hearing a presentation from President Martinez on the nomination of Davis Florence to the Office of Director of the Department of Clubs and Organizations. So whenever you are ready, President Martinez will give a like brief introduction, and then Davis will have 3 minutes to have a presentation. We'll then go into questions from all of you guys, and then we can discuss the nominees.
Perfect. So with that, I'm going to actually have Vice President Plangus to it, because she conducted all the interviews, because I had a conflict of interest, but that was just for transparency reasons for the record as to why Vice President Plangus is introducing the nominee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello, Senators. I'm here today to speak on behalf of Davis Florence, our nomination for the position of the Director of Clubs and Organizations. Davis has demonstrated not only a well-rounded understanding of the department, the different positions and the club cultures, and the value of the internship program, but also that of the budget and how to address the responsible and fair expenditure of our largest account in ASUM. Furthermore, what made him stand out was his understanding of what it meant to act as a public servant in the context of clubs and orgs. I am extremely proud of his commitment and emphasis on creating a culture where commissioners are reaching out and engaging with our clubs, bridging the gap between students and the association, a goal that we should all be consistently vigilant about. And I further want to speak to his goals, which will create lasting infrastructure, which will build upon the department's ability to serve and work with students in the future, including the web campus module, a pilot Nevada Fit Club Fair, and a director focus groups, to just to name a few. We are extremely confident in how we will direct the department and look to him in accomplishing these goals in a timely and effective way. So, without further ado, love for you guys to hear from Davis about his portfolio.
All right, good afternoon, senators. Congratulations on your new positions. Very excited to see what you all accomplish. I'd like to start off by introducing myself. My name is Davis Florence. I'm currently finishing my third year here at UNR, studying community health sciences and psychology. So one thing that has truly defined my college experience has been involving myself in various areas around campus. Not only have these experiences enhanced my time here, but they have also developed me into a dedicated public servant. Some of the experiences involve working with admissions and records, which has given me the opportunity to serve thousands of students in a variety of different fields, such as enrollment, admissions, orientation, the LLC, and advanced registration. It involves working with health science faculty in recruitment and advisement at Nevada-bound orientation and high school college fairs. And then most recently, it involves serving the clubs and organizations as the assistant director of clubs and organizations. I have scheduled department meetings, worked with the clubs to make sure that they're there, coordinated correctly. I was in charge of the clubs and organizations internship program, and I maintained the club support funding budget. That's just a few of the functions that I did. There was many more. But I plan to have an ambitious year as director, and my main focus is on customer service. The Department of Clubs and Organizations has one of the largest reaches on campus because the number of clubs is always growing. And because of this, it places a large responsibility on the department to serve them diligently. I will be requiring my department to attend meetings and events in their respective coalitions. They will know the club leaders and they will continually work on building the rapport between the department and those clubs. Much like outreach being a function of senators, I want outreach to be a main function of my commissioners as well. Because building these relationships will help the club leaders learn about our procedures and will also make them more comfortable with requesting and pursuing the different services that we have to offer. Another way that I'm going to work on increasing this relation is by having director focus groups, which is something that was done in the past. I would like to invite club leaders to come to almost like an open forum to discuss their ideas on our public policy or our funding policy and department procedure policy, and see if they have any ideas that would be good for changes. I think these conversations would be crucial in changing our policy that we try to do at least once a year, or looking for ways to change it to benefit clubs and organizations. And then another main focus I want to have is on the transition between leaderships. So most club leaders tend to be upperclassmen that are graduating, so I want to have renewal workshops that help educate new club leaders that may have been elected and helping them fill out the renewal application, which can be confusing because some of our policies are changing in that sense. But these workshops will just help educate them so that the transition between one academic year and the next is easier. And I think doing that will also make clubs more comfortable in requesting funds earlier, and that way they're utilizing our services for the entire year. And then another main goal, a main goal of No Walls 2025 is to create more well-rounded students. And one of the parts of this is creating more engaged students. So involvement with clubs and organizations increases involvement on campus and in turn increases academic performance and retention. And so because of this, I would like to start a Nevada Fit Club Fair, which would hopefully be worked into the schedule that Nevada Fit develops, and then would require the freshmen to attend this and have all that exposure with clubs. one of the main goals of Nevada Fit is to increase academic performance while increasing retention, and I think this club fair and offering more opportunities for clubs would not only satisfy the goals of our department in increasing the amount of people in clubs, but also would help Nevada Fit by increasing involvement, which supports their main goals as well. So I have a lot of different goals. A lot of them are explained on my portfolio. I don't want to explain them any further, but if you have any questions, I would love to answer those for you.
Awesome. We'll now take questions from all of you. Senator Doyle.
So regarding the Nevada Fit Club Fair, that Nevada Fit is the week before school, how are you going to have the members of each of the clubs be there for that club fair?
And so club fairs like aren't required that clubs attend. Obviously, we like to have as many as possible, and we would hope that as many clubs would come to this. I think if we advertise it well enough, I think clubs will see the impact that having a club fair for freshmen is, because it is a whole new batch of students that could be interested in their club. And building numbers for Give Pulse and just having more people in the club is always a goal for club leaders. So I think hopefully they would take advantage of it. And if we do it towards the end of the week, then there's a good chance that people will be returning for the fall semester.
Senator Westerman.
I also have a question regarding the Nevada Fit Club Fair. So I've been working over the past school year with Liberal Arts Fit, mm-hmm. so I'm very familiar with the Nevada Fit and the schedule and all that, and I know that they're coming into close for a final schedule. Mm-hmm. Have you been in contact with Felicia and all of the schedulers for Nevada Fit about this?
So yeah, I haven't been in contact with Felicia yet, because this was an idea that I had just discussing it with Director Batar, and he said it's something that's been brought up for but was never pursued. So even if it's something that they can't put into a schedule, I think it's something that would benefit the goals of our department and Nevada Fit, so it's something that should be ingrained in the Nevada Fit schedule, because it is going to be something that's required for all freshmen in years to come. So I think in the benefit of the university as a whole, it'd be something that Nevada Fit should think about adding for the rest of their sessions.
Senator Harvey?
Okay, so mine is not about Nevada Fit, but how will you ensure accountability when it comes to accountability in your commissioners when it comes to meeting with club leaders and acting as the leads of the different delegations that you have?
So this is something that's always a struggle. I'm going to take it into my hiring process. I want to make sure that the people I hire are dedicated to this. And it would be nice to add something to our manual that mandates this, much like outreach hours, because they do serve a large group of people. So it should be mandated that they're reaching out with them. It should be part of their job duties in the SAS and our department procedure manual that they are reaching out to clubs, because it is a large part of their duties. So if it's something that I can't make them do by word of mouth, it's something I would like to make them do by changing the policy manual.
Senator Doyle?
You briefly mentioned your hiring process for commissioners. Can you expand on what else you're looking for?
So one of my main goals is customer service, so I want all of my commissioners to be customer service oriented. With that, there is a lot of programming that we do with our club fairs, I lead, and hopefully doing our Emerging Leader Conference. So I want people that might have background in programming events such as that. But being able to work diligently with clubs and not procrastinating, a lot of what we do is time-oriented, and I don't want people to be forgetting their duties coming up to funding hearings, because that just extends and makes what we do more difficult. So other than a focus on customer service, I need my people to be dedicated to what they're doing.
Senator Westerman?
So you mentioned outreach with mm-hmm. commissioners and clubs. What are some examples of ideas that you have for outreach?
So for commissioners, it's going to events. Assistant Director Jeffrey Green has been doing a great job of sending us the monthly events that clubs have registered with. So I would like, they weren't being utilized as much this year, but I would like to start off a new culture to where those are being utilized and our commissioners are going to their club's events, because I think if we don't support them, then they just don't view us as somebody who supports them, they just view us as somebody for funding. So I want to change that culture to where they see us going to their events and potentially reaching out for volunteers if needed.
Any further questions? Senator Doyle?
So correct me if I'm wrong, please, but so for in the statutes of the Associated Students, it says to manage the budget account of the Department of Clubs and Organizations. In your portfolio, you listed in spring the budget analysis. Do you plan to analyze the budget throughout the entire year, or is that already set?
So that's something that I would like to do as well. I'd have to check with the assistant director, Jeffrey Dean, first, but sending out either monthly or biweekly reports on the budget, just so that clubs are more aware of what's going on. There's a couple issues we had with funding cuts and large amounts being requested that I want the clubs to know what's going on. With the cuts we made in our spring one hearing, I believe clubs didn't request as much for spring two because they thought that those cuts would be remaining and they didn't want to go through the process. So I want it to be as transparent for clubs so that they know exactly what's going on with the budget, because as students, it is their money as well. So.
Senator Doyle?
And so through that process, do you plan on also being able to analyze how the trends in the budget as well, so you can remain consistent?
So that's something that we do have a pretty good idea of as we track those. So we usually know the trends are going to happen. You will have times like our spring one this time that you have $130,000 requested. So as they are somewhat predictable, they're always changing, but we have a good idea and we can usually base off of the trends. So.
Are there any further questions? All right, well, we will now move into discussion. You're more than welcome to stay in, but we ask that you step outside. All right, so once again, I just want to reiterate the purpose of this discussion is to ensure that he's qualified for the job at hand. So any conversation should be relating to the job duties as well as his portfolio, but we'll now start with the conversation starting with the first hand. Senator Westerman?
I think that he's very qualified, and I think that he did a really good job answering all the questions that we threw at him, especially since he hasn't worked with Nevada Fit on the club fair yet, saying that even if it doesn't get started this year, ingraining it in the future. I think that was a really good answer.
Senator Doyle?
So the position in the SAS is rather vague in my opinion, but I think that he did a wonderful job, especially in his portfolio and his presentation, of highlighting every piece, as well as going above and beyond every piece of the SAS and their qualifications. The only part that was a concern for me is on line 8, it says to mentor and educate the Department of Clubs and Orgs interns. And then in his portfolio, he says, although director is not in charge of the internship program, I would like to be involved in the process. So he still highlighted it. So hopefully maybe a little bit more hands-on approach, but I think it was really well done.
Senator Supple?
I think with all his ideas and the way he answered them, he has them really set, and is really set on finishing them, getting them through to create a different culture for the way the Department of Clubs and Orgs is seen by clubs and organizations. I think that's really important as a student as a whole.
Any further discussion? All right, seeing no further discussion, I'm now seeking a motion to favorably recommend the nomination of Davis Florence to the office of Director of the Department of Clubs and Organizations. Somebody has to do it. Senator Westerman?
I move to favorably recommend the nomination of Davis Florence to the office of Director of the Department of Clubs and Organizations.
Is there a second? Senator Pempe?
Second.
All right, we'll now move into discussion. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending the nomination of Davis Florence, please designate by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Abstentions? All right. He is favorably recommended. Thank you. And we can clap when he walks in. You are favorably recommended, so you will be presenting at Senate tomorrow. Cool. All right. So I think I might have did this done. I might have done that a little backwards. So we'll actually start it with a motion. So I'm now seeking a motion to favorably recommend the nomination of Gabriella Liu to the office of director of the Department of Programming. Senator Harvey.
I move to
favorably recommend.
Favorably recommend the nomination of Gabriella Liu to the office of the director. Of the Department of Programming.
Is there a second? Senator Prempeh.
Second.
All right, we'll now move into discussion. And before President Martinez and Gabby Liu begin their presentation, I want to ask all of you to be diligent listeners when they are presenting and like during conversations. I understand if you're like writing things down, but maybe please try to opt out of typing things on your laptop and making it seem as though you're not paying full attention to the conversation at hand, because it is super important that we're thoroughly listening to all of the conversation that's at hand. But without further ado, you may begin.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So I'm incredibly excited to introduce our next nominee, Gabby Liu, for the Director of Department of Event Programming. Gabby is a third-year student pursuing a Bachelor of Science in Business Management with a minor in Economics, and I cannot think of anyone else that is more qualified to lead this department. Gabby has been planning large-scale events since high school, and from the moment she came to the university, she has been dedicated to making students feel connected to our campus. Gabby has been involved in ASU in programming since the first year, and since has served as a programming intern, programmer, and assistant director of marketing and interns. Gabby's role within the department has given her the tools to understand both the day-to-day operations of the department, as well as the overarching purpose of why we do our programs and how they help our students, in addition to ways we can best tailor our programs to fit the needs of our students. Finally, her involvement with the new student initiatives and various campus organizations has given her the knowledge about what programs would be most impactful for our students. And I can continue to talk about her qualifications, but I'll let Gabby share with you why she is an excellent nominee for the director at the Department of Event Programming.
The new copy of the SAS, we recently revised it, and it's not online yet.
You can start whenever you're ready.
I'm so sorry. Okay, well, hello everyone. As Anthony said, my name is Gabby. I'm not going to spend too much time really going over my qualifications and my resume, because you do have that in front of you, but I do just want to talk about me, myself, and have you guys get to know me a little bit. So first I'm going to talk about just things that I like. So things I like are organizing things, people, objects, really anything in general. I like organizing and working with different parties that are involved, and creating relationships with other people. Things that I value and care about are accountability, being open-minded and honest, creating relationships with people, as I said earlier, serving the students, and then overall just genuine interactions and communication with other people. And then finally, what do I want to do? What I want to do is work with other people who are as passionate, meticulous, driven, and honest as I am, and that's what I choose to do by being an ASUN. That is why I've been here for 3 years and why I would like to be here for a fourth year, because these are the people that share these same core values, and that's really what I like to embody both in and outside of the office. With that said, I'm going to quickly go over my goals, and of course you can ask me any questions that you have after them in the question and answer portion. The first goal is quality over quantity, which is consistent with the Martinez-Blangas campaign. This is really important to me. I don't think I have to explain it too in depth, but essentially I believe in creating large-scale events that create the biggest impact to the most students and use student funds in the best way possible. Second, to be representative of student voices. I think that's incredibly important, obviously, because that's what we do as officers. And so that should be done through outreach and surveying students and just making sure that events aren't what I want to see, but what the students want to see. Third, creating a board that values accountability, transparency, and servitude. Those are three of the biggest values that I have as an ASUN officer. That includes being able to meet deadlines, being able to maintain professional relationships, and just communicating if there's any issues. And then servitude, because our main duty as officers, and especially the Department of Programming, is to serve the students. My fourth goal is to increase student engagement and create a positive perception of Homecoming Week. And that's going to be done through creating a committee with different parties that all have a buy-in to Homecoming Week in order to create a positive perception, as I said, and something that's different than what we've seen in the past. And then my last goal is to reestablish the Welcome Week concert. I know that we all know of BLF. It's only been alive for 3 years. However, I think that it would be nice to revert back to the Welcome Week concert and go about it that way.
Awesome.
I didn't know what the time was. Okay. Yeah. That's the end.
Okay. We'll now open it up to questions. Senator Murphy.
How do you plan to get more quality student feedback from students after programming events?
Yeah, so actually this past semester, Director Lynch, Assistant Director Thummel, and I have been working on surveys. So we met with Lisa, who is in charge of assessments and surveys for the university, and she helped us create a really short, I think it was 18-question survey to send out, and we sent it out after everyone who signed up for the drag show, so they all got that link. Everyone after the spring concert, everyone got that link. And then everyone after the Diversity Summit speaker got that link. And so they just fill out. We have different questions catered to each event because those are all three just widely different events. But that is our biggest starting point right now, is looking at the data and the feedback that comes from those and using that information to then guide the next full year of events.
Senator Supple.
With your first goal, quality over quantity,
mm-hmm.
If you have multiple, small events for specific groups of people,
mm-hmm.
and then only have a few for large groups of people, I think it might be a different perception and, transparency and visibility of
mm-hmm.
programming.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you try to make that to get your the students to be able to see programming and have it still visible as much as it was this year, if that makes sense? It was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, are you asking if I do have the smaller scale events?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so actually the goal of this goal is to not have those super small events, because we've had events even this past year that we were literally the only people who came, was the programming board, and those are the times that I get a little frustrated, and that's what I'm trying to avoid. So what I would like to do is, instead of spending money on these little tiny niche events, then focusing our time and energy and money on the larger events that do make us more visible to the students.
Senator Harvey.
In respect to your third goal,
mm-hmm.
What are some specific ways that you plan to implement, I want to say specifically to accountability, but
mm-hmm.
to all three if you have them, what are some specific ways that you want to implement those?
The biggest one for accountability is currently, for the past 2 years, we've had a contract that the programming board makes. So essentially, each programmer and intern signs this contract that we've made, and in the contract, it outlines all the events that we have this year, because if you look later in my portfolio, all the events are already laid out for the whole year. So in this contract are all the events, as well as how to act at events, how to communicate with us, all of those things. And then there's a three-strike system. So if you break one of those rules, you don't show up to an event, or you don't go to SEAB in time, or something like that, then you would receive a strike. and it's essentially three strikes, you're out. And that has been really effective, especially in this last year. And so the strike system is a great way to keep people accountable because they only have three chances to miss a deadline of any sort before they will be removed from their position. So that's for accountability. The other two, transparency and servitude. Transparency, I think, starts with me and in being a leader. And so if I'm transparent with my board, I would expect them to be transparent with me. And I would always communicate with them, and I'm never going to try to hide anything. And so essentially it's just a mutual respect that I expect to have, and it's a conversation that I expect to have at training. I kind of outlined at the bottom what, how, and why. That's a conversation that I want to have with the board again at training. So first we're going to talk about what we do, then how we do it, and then why. And I want why we do it is a question that I would actually ask during interviews, because I'm looking for students who know that the reason why we are here is to not really, in my opinion, it's not really to meet other people or to have fun. Like, those things happen, but I think that we are here to serve the students and use their money in the best way. That's why we're here. It's not for any personal reason to me. I'm here for the students. And that's something that I want to know about individuals right away in their interview process. And then finally, that does tie directly into servitude. It's just the perception that the people that I'm hiring have. And do they share this value and this perception that we are servants?
Thank you.
Dr. Beattie, did you have a comment?
I was just going to say, a point of context is the whole reason that Club Support Funding was created in the first place was to take smaller events on programming's agenda. So ASUN's actually, as your new senators, you don't know this probably, but ASUN's actually been set up that way. The programming should only be doing large-scale events, and that $190,000 or so that Luke gave out over this last year is so clubs can hold smaller events on campus.
Senator Doyle?
So, one of your goals is to create a board that values accountability, transparency, and servitude. How will that balance with the duties laid out in the SAS for programmers in general? Like, how is the board going to balance with planning events?
Like, how are they going to balance embodying these values?
So create this board, how does that go hand in hand with doing events?
So that is a big thing that applies to both in-house and out of house, if that makes sense. So in-house accountability and transparency is super, super important, because that's how we're going to, I need to trust that my programmers are going to get their things done on time. They're going to be organized with it. They're not going to forget anything major at the event. And that it's going to look good from a student's perspective, and it's going to please the students. And so accountability and transparency are super important on the planning side, because that is our face. Like, that is essentially my name on every event. And I think that is super important to know that I can trust the people planning, and that they're going to be transparent with me if they have any sort of problem. Because I'm not going to get mad if someone didn't email them back or they accidentally forgot to buy this thing. We're going to figure it out, and we're going to figure out a way, but we can't figure out a way unless they're transparent with me. And that they, or if they need to miss an event because of this. As long as they tell me, I'm never going to get mad at someone. And I think that is super important in-house in terms of that. And then servitude is important in-house, because what is important is that programming works some crazy hours and physical labor. That's a part of the job. And the worst thing is when programmers are trying to clean up early or pass out the food really fast because they don't want to stand there in the sun. I don't believe in that, and I think that if we advertise 10 to 2, we're going to be there 10 to 2, and I don't want to hear complaints about it, because the students are expecting that from us. And so that's the biggest thing about servitude. And so I think that goal was mostly in terms of the board functioning in-house, so that we look presentable and on time and excited to serve the students from an outward perspective.
Senator Westerman?
So within your
that goal of representing the students' voices. You mentioned briefly when you were discussing outreach. What are some ways of outreach, in addition to the surveys that you talked about?
Yeah, our biggest outreach is honestly at events, just like while we're serving them. I have more face-to-face contact with students than I think most officers do, because I'm physically serving them a bowl of mac and cheese, hundreds of them in one day. One day. So if you can imagine that we serve 300 bowls of mac and cheese in one day, we have 5 days of events, that's so much face-to-face outreach that we have at our events. And so honestly, what we've been doing this year is just talking to students in line. You know, when we give them handbills, asking them, you know, why did you come here today? Or how did you hear about this? Or did you enjoy this event? And I think that that is a great way to especially just create a positive perception of ASUN as a whole, because we are just, you know, boots on the ground, always talking to them and serving them physically.
Senator Doyle, did you have a question?
Mm-hmm. So servitude, how are you hoping to embody servitude when it comes to almost like the bad rap that program gets, especially after BLF and things like that?
Yeah, I see. That one, sorry. That one's a difficult one, and I think that's what we're trying to do with the surveys and the outreach, is to make the students feel like they're being heard. And so that was my biggest push into why we should have done Spring Concert, why we did do Spring Concert, was because of BLF, because we had this negative persona about us. And so I think that it's just going to be continuing to do the events that they want to see, like Spring Concert or like Wolf It Down, or just, you know, continuing the big events that we are known for, and then honestly, as much as it sucks to say, bringing decent headliners, because half the time that's all people really care about. And so that's where we lost our trust, was because they didn't like that. And that's where I believe we need to gain it again, unfortunately, because the perception of what ASUN programming does is very small, or what ASUN does as a whole is very small and almost limited to BLF and the Spring Concert.
Senator Doyle?
So how are you going to transition from BLF, like changing BLF to the Spring Concert, and that question in students' minds is what happened to BLF?
The Welcome Week concert?
Right. Yes,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. That one is going to be, because it hopefully shouldn't be too difficult, because in fact BLF is only 3 years old.
Right.
So it used to be a Welcome Week concert, and I have debated the difference between BLF and a Welcome Week concert is that BLF had Ferris wheels and zip lines and food trucks and all of these things. Well, realistically, something like that takes months to plan. And I don't have that time, because when BLF was the most successful, they started planning in February. It's almost May. And the one time that it worked was because they had so much time. However, I no longer have that time to do that. And so slowly, since the first BLF, there's been less Ferris wheels, less food trucks, less things, and it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It's already the size of a Welcome Week concert. Essentially, when we had it at the Reno Event Center this past year, it was exactly what Welcome Week would be, but it was called BLF, as if it was a festival. But it wasn't a festival, because there was no longer all of the little doodads, if that makes sense. So all it is changing the name and moving it a week up into Welcome Week.
Okay.
I have thought about keeping the BLF marketing and calling it the same thing, but the issue with that is that I feel like saying the word festival promises the whole experience, you know, and that's not what I think we have time to do and promise in the best manner.
Awesome. Well,
no, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll now move into a discussion, but thank you. And you can stay if you want. You've been through this. All right, we'll now start with discussion, starting with the first hand. Senator Prepe.
I think she's very qualified for this position, and I thought she answered every question well and thorough, so that shows the amount of preparation she's put for this position.
Senator Harvey.
I want to agree with Senator Prepe. Okay, but one thing that I did want to ask her about, since we kind of breezed over some of the other ones that we didn't have time for, but I think that we should still consider, is her fourth goal about meeting with or creating a committee of different university departments, and if she's already began to reach out to those, because I think that would be a really, really helpful initiative. So I want to make sure that that actually takes off. But in regards to the Welcome Week concert, I think that was a really good goal on her part, because of the fact that it's only 3 years old, and she is responding so quickly to the negative kind of backlash that ASUN got for BLF this year. So I think that was really well thought out on her part.
Senator Westerman?
I agree. I think I really appreciate her goals and realistic efforts to kind of rebrand ASUN programming again, especially with the student feedback goal specifically. I think that representing students' voices and making the students happy is the number one way to regain that trust, as she said earlier.
Is there any discussion on anything that doesn't fit the qualifications for the job position? All right, well, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending the nomination of Gabrielle Liu to the office of Director of the Department of Programming, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? All right, she is favorably recommended. Motion to favorably recommend the nomination of Austin Brown to the office of presidential aide. Senator Supple.
I move to favorably recommend Austin Brown to the office of chief presidential aide.
Is there a second? Senator Pempe.
Second.
All right. Once again, we'll move into a presentation.
Sit down right here. Hello, everyone. So I'll be presenting the next nominee, who I'm also very excited about. So Austin Brown is an incoming sophomore studying psychology, and he's currently enrolled in the Honors College here at the university. He has been an involved leader both on campus and in the Reno community. On campus, where he has served in RHA, ASUN, and off campus, he has worked with the Nevada Association of Student Councils and other customer service-oriented jobs. This past year, Austin has served as a judicial intern for ASUN, where he was introduced to the association, bringing in new ideas and trying to collaborate with individuals outside of the judicial department as well. He had clearly exceeded nearly every expectation as a role of an intern. Austin has gained tons of knowledge and experiences in planning events and working in leadership development and working with campus leaders with his experience in the Nevada Association of Student Councils. And Austin brings many great strengths to the role of chief of staff. But the ones that are incredibly strong to me are his incredible work ethic and his ability to be the right-handed individual necessary in any given situation. Ready to pick up a task that needs to be finished, further oversight on an event, or challenging an idea with a diverse and unique perspective. Austin is a wonderful leader and is incredibly invested in the success of this organization, future interns, and all of you at this table. And I cannot wait for him to share his vision with you today. So without further ado, I introduce you to Austin.
Hi, senators. How are
you all today?
So I'm going to hand out the potential intern syllabus just so you all have that to look at kind of while I'm presenting. I'm not going to go through my qualifications since you all have that in front of you, the presentation, and there's a resume attached to that. So I feel like I will not be touching on many of that, but I'm going to skip straight into my goals. So some of the goals for this position that I have, I like to pull these right out of the sash just to kind of build off of what I can do within that. So the first goal that I have would be administration success. With that, president and vice president are in charge of so much in this association. They have many, many responsibilities. And so for me, I think it would be an incredible role and task in my job to kind of aid them to make their job easier so they can reach as many students as they can and just kind of do their best in their administration. The second goal that I have would be intern success. So with that, the interns are an incredible part of ASUN. Coming straight out of the internship program, I know this firsthand, and I feel like I had an amazing experience with my internship, and I want to make sure that all the other future interns have this. The interns really kind of shape the future of ASUN and what we can do. They give us new ideas, they give us different people to kind of work on different perspectives and things like that. And I think that intern success is such a crucial part of ASUN and what we can do as a whole. I just looked at the presentation. What we want to make sure with the internship kind of encompasses their academics, kind of some social skills, things like that, and their professional life, because this is a well-rounded internship and we want them to be well-rounded people at the end of it. Next would be a retreat like no other. So I really think that teamwork is an important part of planning the retreat. As president and the vice president have a lot of experience and they kind of have some goals set out of what they want to see in the retreat. And I think that it would be my job to aid them in creating this retreat and teaching the goals of what they have in their administration and their platform already. So making sure that everyone goes to this retreat knowing that they can come out with a support system behind them, that they have people in this association that they can call their best friends, and that they can really rely on and get work done with as well. Next one. Pushing others to do their best, and that really goes into doing what is best for ASUN as well. We're all here to serve the students, and we're all here as part of an association. So I think that it's important to check in with other officers to see what they need, how they can best succeed, and what they need from the president or the vice president and I in order to do this. And finally is to really create more information, get more knowledge out of the John Mackey Endowment Fund. So this is a super, super important service that ASUN offers. And I think that there's not a lot of knowledge about it. And I'd love to get that out to the students, other officers, so that way they have a better understanding of what we do with this and how we can help other students on our campus. So with that, in the future, I would love to set up an event comparable to the Blue Tide Ball, something for fundraising that really, really promotes ASUN and the John Mackey Endowment Fund. So with that, I think it would be interesting to start like a banquet this year, with some alumni, inviting people back, just saying like, hey, would you like to donate? Things like that, to really set the platform and the groundwork down for a future event that looks comparable to the Blue Tide Bowl.
Okay. All right, we'll now move into questions. Senator Harvey.
Okay, so one thing that I was very invested in when I was looking through your portfolio was the internship program, because I know that as the chief presidential aide, that's a really big portion of your duties. And I was an executive intern, so it's also kind of dear to my heart. So one question that I had was, how are you going to, or will you, I guess, implement any professional development programs for the interns so that they're not just socially aware within the association, but can be more successful just in the future of taking on leadership roles?
Absolutely. So one of the criteria, actually kind of two of them that I put in the internship, just potentially, would be they'd be giving two presentations. So the first one would be a four-year presentation, so kind of planning out their academic goals, their social goals, what they want to do professionally with a job, anything like that. And they'd be giving this presentation to the group. So that kind of teaches them goal setting and plans for the future, along with giving them presentation skills, so talking in front of people, things like that. The second presentation that they would be doing would be a final project about what they want ASUN to look like 10 years in the future. This is something kind of similar to what we did at the winter retreat, if you were there, and I think this is super important for our organization. And once again, this can be a project where you work on it as an individual or with another intern. And once again, it gives you that professional development of speaking in front of a group, different people, kind of collaboration, things like that.
Senator Harvey.
Okay, one more question. So what will you do to foster not just the professional relationship between interns and officers in ASUN, but also kind of the personal and mentoring relationships between you and your interns?
So for me, I had a wonderful mentor, and I really hope to kind of use some of that experience that I have in my mentor position with an intern. I think that as a branch as a whole, kind of overseeing all of the interns, it would be really awesome to do like one-on-one meetings with all the other interns, even though they might not be mine, and just making sure that they really have what they need from multiple people to succeed in this organization.
Senator Supple?
So as per the SAS, it says that the chief presidential aide goes over the logistics of the whole ASUN internship process. Are there ways in which you want to see the goals that you have for the executive internship to kind of play into like internships for other departments?
Absolutely. So I would love to kind of sit down with the the people running the internships. So it doesn't always have to be the assistant director, but I'd like to sit down with them and kind of see what they hope to have in their internship and maybe come up with like a collaborative, almost like universal syllabus of what all of the interns will include at a minimum, and then they can kind of tailor it to what their department needs.
Senator Murphy.
So since I'll like kind of be running the internship next semester, I guess you would say, I had like a few questions regarding some of your goals. So similar to what Senator Supple was saying, are the goals you have for your executive internship like mandatory required for all the other internships? Because like you have goals like conduct an interview of like an ASUN officer or create a 4-year plan. Like like my internship's gonna be a lot like have a lot more students than like some of the other internships. So I was like, where's the platform for like my interns to like complete those projects?
Absolutely. So some of these things are they're goals that I had. They're definitely changeable. Okay. And so with that, I would love to see something similar compared to this like a 4-year plan presentation. Something like that that you could implement with all your senator interns. Just something that they all have like the same feel and are getting the same, they're getting the same things out of it.
Okay.
Senator Murphy?
So like I had another goal. Just looking off of your goals, you said have applicants select the top 3 departments of their choice when applying for the internship and to run group interviews based on the preferences of those applications with like that relevant department. Do you think this would like create a time conflict with so little people having to all choose one same time within their respective departments?
I think that if there are many people that want maybe these top 3 departments, that can be broken up into 2 different interviews. My kind of reasoning behind setting that system up was that in the past, I know that there have been a little bit of conflict with people selecting departments that they don't want, didn't put down as a preference. I'm an example of that where I did not put down judicial, but I'm very, very thankful that I ended up there. And with that, I think I want to make sure that everyone feels that they're thankful and like can thrive in the department that they get put in. So.
Senator Murphy, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, a follow-up. So would you do that through like a separate application for each internship or just have like one basic application with like the top 3 choices?
Just do one basic and then have the top 3 choices, and then that gets sent to the department heads of where it would kind of be, where they would be interviewing.
Senator Hardy?
I wanted to touch a little bit on the John Mackey Endowment Fund. So as for your idea of implementing some kind of program to raise money for that, what would some preliminary actionable steps be in order to create that alumni banquet or whatever you plan to create?
So definitely just starting as soon as I would hopefully get nominated into this position would be right off the bat kind of coming up with a plan of where this is going to happen, a date, things like that, and who to invite. So talking about maybe we had discussed possible ASUN alumni just to start off right off the bat, and then branching out to the university alumni, talking to athletics, different kind of areas on campus to see what they would be willing to contribute or who they would have to involve.
Senator Westerman?
So within your goals for the internship, how would you ensure that students of all different backgrounds and diversity feel included and as valued as one another do? Like, for example, I was a junior as an intern, and how would you ensure that like an older intern doesn't feel like their internship is a waste of time, because the internship usually is to prepare students for a future in ASUN, and how would you ensure like the comfort of interns in that sense?
Absolutely. I think that most of the goals in here, or the criteria, can be applicable in any stage of your college career. I think that even if you're a senior coming into this internship, you can still have a 4-year plan of what you're gonna do, kind of career goals, things like that. I think that it's important for the department head to really make that connection to see that, hey, this intern is older, they're kind of on their way out, but still getting them involved and making sure that they have what they need to succeed while they're in this internship, because we want it to be worth their time and we want them to feel like this is, like they should be here and they're valued here. So just kind of making that personal connection.
Senator Pempe?
How do you plan on promoting the ASUN internship and making sure that the internship gets as many students as possible?
So that's another goal that I would love to start right off the bat, working with our InfoBot team, just to make sure we can get the marketing out there to the most people possible. There will be a lot of people that are not currently at the university that will be here in the fall that hopefully would like to join this internship. And I would love to be able to reach out to them during the summer. ASUN is allowed to kind of partner with orientation along with Nevada Fit, so we'd be tabling at those events, getting students that will be here because they have to go to an orientation. To make sure that they get the information to people that want it.
Senator Supple?
I'm just going to like switch it up to a retreat right now. So you have like ideas for like this year-long retreat, like taking it out. Like what ideas do you have in making it like something that everyone could like look back to and like refer to when they're doing work through the session?
So what we had talked about possibly is doing a theme for the retreat, so maybe something that's more showy and fun, something that you could like decorate for, things like that. But then coming up with like a moral principle that the president and vice president really want to enforce within the association. And so I think that coming up with those core values and then setting that as a list, kind of talking about it at retreat, building upon those, and then continuing to build upon those all year long. So whether that be like a quick little half an hour one-on-one meetings with the department head saying, how are you implementing these in your department? Or just things like that to make sure that we're kind of looking at and touching on it again and reinforcing it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. All right, we will now move into discussion, starting with the first hand. Senator Harvey.
Oh, okay. So I really enjoyed his ideas for the executive internship program. I think that he definitely focused a lot on that, which I appreciate because I do think it's just watching the previous chief of staff. I think it's definitely one of the most time-consuming duties of his position. I would hope that he will kind of talk with the previous chief of staff. Just to kind of consolidate ideas and carry on a lot of the things that he did, because I think that a lot of the things that the chief of staff did last year was really effective. And so I think, but other than that, like I think he's a great fit.
Senator Murphy?
Yeah, I was just going to agree with Senator Harvey. I liked how he's open and very flexible to changing around the internship, especially as like having to plan the internship. And I also like having like how he has a set goals to create a more cohesive internship, so every no matter what department you're in, you have like you kind of get like the same thing out of it.
Any further discussion? Senator Westerman?
I think that perhaps what he lacks in experience in ASUN as opposed to the past candidates that we were looking at for the other positions, he definitely makes up with drive and ambition and plan. An initiative of what he wants to get done. So I agree, I think he's a good fit.
Awesome. Is there any discussion on why he would not be a qualified candidate? Well, perfect. Seeing that, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending the nomination of Austin Brown to the Office of Chief Presidential Aide, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions?
Oi.
All right. Do you want to say why? You don't have to.
I have a personal relationship with the nominee.
Perfect. Well, with that said, does that mean quorum is still? Okay, he is favorably recommended. All right, I'm now seeking a motion to favorably recommend the nomination of Omar Moore to the Office of Attorney General. Senator Harvey.
I move to favorably recommend the nomination of Omar Moore to the Office of Attorney General.
Is there a second? Senator Prempe?
Second.
All right, we will now move into a presentation.
Okay, I'm sorry, Senators, you have me again because Anthony has to step in places where Hannah made commitments before she left office, so he's actually filling in for her at a different club meeting right now. But I will speak about Omar. So hello, Senators, I'm here to speak on behalf of the nominee Omar Moore for the position of Attorney General in the 87th session. Omar Moore was selected because of his extensive knowledge of the SAS and of ASUN procedure and precedence, of the work and research and the goals that he and both Daniel Little have started and continue to work on regarding the election code, and because he understands the importance of creating fair, logical, and reasoned precedent. In his interview, nominee Moore expressed the importance of maintaining the integrity of the SAS and creating reasoned decisions, which are not the will of the president, but rather fair representation of our governing documents. This kind of integrity and dedication to logical, fair decision-making processes makes him not only our Attorney General, but also a public servant dedicated to fair governance and fair standards for governing. We are confident that he will continue to serve the association with the same quality of service that he has in the past session, and will help to suggest much-needed revisions to our governing documents and procedures, ensuring that our association is as accessible and fair as we intended it to be. So without further ado, Omar Moore.
I'm actually just, I feel like I can present just from here, so I'm just gonna get a little bit closer.
Wherever you're comfortable.
Yeah. A bit of space. Hi, everyone. So I'm gonna keep it brief since I know I'm limited on time. To briefly start with why I want the position or why I want to remain in the position. I think when I was asked this question in the interview, it definitely made a lot more sense and confirmed like the decision to apply, which was just that being an ASUN and being an officer of the past year has definitely invariably changed my experience as a student. It's very eye-opening and kind of just makes you think, it kind of trivializes an experience when you're not an officer, because being a student can be so much more than just going to classes. You can actually be taking a role in effectuating change on the decisions that affect not only you, but every student that goes to the university. That's part of what I incorporated into the portfolio and what I hope to do with the position in the future, but is just a main reason why I hope to remain in the position. Additionally, I've just always been fascinated and kind of appealed by the idea of prosecution, so the role of Attorney General has definitely always been an appealing one for me. In the past, I've worked at the DA's office, and in the future, I hope to one day become, I don't know about Attorney General, but a career prosecutor, so this is good practice. Like, it's definitely something I want to pursue. But beyond that, just moving into the portfolio. So the first role, or the first goal, is oriented about the role of Attorney General, and is just pretty much titled Duty Expansion. So pretty much the idea behind this is, and a lot of you who have been in ASU in the past might have experience with this, but Attorney General is a pretty ambiguous role. A lot of people have a tenuous idea of what it actually does a lot of times. Even like months into my term, I'll be getting questions like, yo, what does it do? So I like to do things that people recognize as like, oh, this is what you do. Something that Dr. Beattie put me onto last semester was he put me in contact with Dr. Rita Layden, who works with the Office of Student Conduct and actually facilitates the Student Conduct Board meetings. Pretty much the role of executive officers or people in the President's Cabinet is a large portion of all of our jobs, like mine or the Attorney General's, the Director of Clubs and Orgs, the Director of Sustainability, is to act as a proxy on various committees for the President, and to act as the student representative in various decision-making bodies. And so this isn't one that is, generally required of our attendance, but one that we have the opportunity to take or to participate in. And I think a large criticism that ASUN has faced in the past is actually taking action in response to student needs and in response to student pleas. And so I always thought of this as a unique opportunity to actually facilitate and engage in that direction. And so the Student Conduct Board is in the Office of Student Conduct, but they hear various cases. It's reactionary, so they get cases through the Academic Integrity Board when students get brought up for plagiarism. They have a Sexual Assault Hearing Board, which obviously hears very sensitive cases. And they actually provide you with all of the free mandatory training that you need to be a competent and effective member on all of these boards. And it's like a really unique way for the association to actually represent and take a first-hand role in mitigating student needs. The second goal, to kind of just cap off, the portfolio is oriented around election reform. That's like a big portion of the job, which takes gear in the back half of the term. But pretty much, as Nicole mentioned, I've already been working on a plethora of ideas between Dr. Beattie and Daniel Little, our current director of elections, that I'm hoping to continue. Just to keep it brief, since I know the time is probably coming to an end, some of the ideas we've been discussing regard assistance with campaign financing. We've recognized empirical drop-offs in participation that have been a direct result of financial barriers. And so to kind of make the process more civic, more democratic, we want to take down those barriers and give students every opportunity they need. Something we're doing a lot with working with other statutes of other governing bodies in other universities. And so things that we're copying from them are like appeals processes for not having to provide like the campaign deposit. I know when I ran for Senate a couple years ago, like 3 or 4 candidates dropped off the day after the deposit was due. So there are definite ways we can encourage more people to take involvement or just decrease the amount of deterrence that there are out there to people actually running. And I think that's good for the general process because it's supposed to be democratic ideally. The general time frame is immediately. All this stuff can pretty much start ASAP since I'm already in office. But I recognize that that's probably the end of time, so I'll stop there.
All right, any questions? Senator Doyle.
I really appreciate the expansion on the goals, but can you highlight for me how you hope to fulfill some of the duties in the SAS?
Oh, yeah, so, no, absolutely. I would say that one of the things that Vice President Flangus talked about in her preface to me presenting was just maintaining the quality of treatment, and that's something I hope to do. I've been pretty experienced with it over the past year, so I mean, I definitely intend to continue the same delicate treatment of the interpretation of our documents. There are definite examples that I have of my published opinions over the last term that people can take looks at that are at the bottom, the very bottom of the portfolio. But I think there's a lot of, there's like more to be done proactively with the position. But I would say just generally with the current roles as far as like regulating the internal operations of the association, it would just be a continuance of what I've already been doing with, I guess, slight tweaks for efficacy as far as reminders, which I've already started with committee chairs, which you guys will be receiving, for like holidays, helping you guys agendize better. But these are all things that I've already implemented in the past and just want to improve in the future.
Senator Supple.
As per your last session, mm-hmm. When elections came around and there were like 2 election violations codes, it's in your job duties to investigate alleged violations of the election code and prosecute offenders before the Judicial Council. And the Judicial Council charges weren't accepted because they were too late. And it said the case is filed in good faith. The following conditions are non-restrictive guidelines. For determining this condition, election violation cases are considered filed in good faith if the violations are originally filed before 4 p.m. on the Tuesday following the close of the polls, and it was like 2 Thursdays after the polls, I believe, they were filed. How are you going to improve this if elected, well, appointed to the position for the next election season?
That'll be on page 8. One of the things that I've just briefly mentioned is the general procedure for charges. So that's not a portion of the elections code, that's part of the judicial procedures, but definitely something that would be like a similar process of a SAS revision. In previous discussions with like Dr. Beattie, we've talked about how there are just kind of like arbitrary sections in the SAS that use the phrase a week after to dictate when something ought be delegated, but isn't necessarily the most effective or cohesive or feasible to encourage necessary action. So that's one of the areas that we've isolated for like actually discussing for future revisions. But I will say for the instances that you were talking about with those 2 cases, historically, I want to say over the last 4 years, there are at least 5 to 6 cases that also weren't heard for the same case, for the same reason of good faith not being the Tuesday after elections, which falls on spring break. So the reason it was the following week after spring break was because that was the, like when classes resumed. But pretty much in that instance, it would not be a problem in the future because, one, I would be aware since this is something I would be doing a second time. I would say that's one of the benefits and something we've discussed in the past. past is making this like a 2-year term kind of position, so I look forward to making this the pilot to see if this actually does crease out all of the wrinkles. But yeah, for that specifically, one, I would say it is hopefully revised in the future, but two, it wouldn't be an anticipated thing for any other attorney generals in the future, because that would ideally be fixed. Yeah.
Any further? Senator Harvey?
So, for your first goal about the duty expansion, so I just want just a little bit of clarification on that. So, besides sitting, being able to sit on that committee or on the committee for the Office of Student Conduct,
right.
What will you have any specific influence on their decision making, or be able to work with the students who come in?
Yeah, so it's a hearing board, so it's a decision making body. So they pretty much are the arbiters of whatever the outcome of the specific case is. So I'm a voting member of that body.
Okay.
And so, yeah, if it's a sexual assault case, it'll be how the Office of Student Conduct handles that student-specific case. If it's a plagiarism case on the Academic Integrity Board, I'll be voting to determine whether. And so, yeah, in obviously there are times in the past. In the past, I've actually known people who were in the cases, so you have to, like, recuse yourself if there's a clear conflict. But, yeah, in most instances, I'm a voting member, and that's where I'm taking the impact.
Perfect. All right, well, we'll move into discussion. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right, so once again, we'll just move into discussion on whether or not he's qualified for the position at hand, starting with the first hand. Senator Westerman.
I think that although he has held this position before, when asked specifically how he would uphold the SAS, he didn't answer the question specifically, especially since if someone hasn't experienced what exactly he did last year, I think he should have elaborated. In addition to, he did fail to answer the question exactly when Senator Supple asked about kind of like how this will not happen, him misfiling will not happen again next year. And he didn't take responsibility for not filing correctly, which I don't think shows the best experience for this position.
Just for clarification on that point, I don't know if he accurately portrayed his reasoning, but I did sit on the conversation that he had with Dr. Beatty on that, and they did determine that those rules are incredibly arbitrary and kind of set up a system in which can't be upheld effectively because of the time frame. And so those are just kind of things that you see in the SAS that are put here or there, which they've determined are kind of an issue. So I would keep that in mind, and how he did say that he was going to change them. That is an effective method that he has discussed with our advisor. I don't know if he made that clear, so I hope that adds some context. Senator Harvey.
As for your point on accurately addressing all the duties in the SAS, I would say I would agree he kind of brushed over it a little bit. But then I would also claim that a lot of the duties that are assigned to the Attorney General are small one-time duties, the Attorney General shall supervise ballot tabulation and things like that. And so I think those are definitely things that he's already doing just because they are mandatory. And so when he did talk about saying just continuing the duties that were already set forth to be mandatory duties, I mean, I think that I have good faith in him that he would be doing that in addition to these new proposed goals that he set forth.
Senator Supple.
I understand that they are arbitrary things, but it still stated in the SAS that it had to be done by a certain date and that couldn't be fulfilled, and then therefore there are problems with the elections code because of that. And hypothetically, if one of us at this table, senators, if we had also not fulfilled the elections code and the Attorney General didn't file it correctly, it would mean nothing, which didn't happen this session. So it's just uneasy to me in that it was required of him and it didn't follow through.
Senator Doyle.
As some transparency regarding his duties and his goals to complete the items on the SAS would be beneficial. I feel like just stating in your portfolio, I plan to uphold the duties of the SAS is a little vague, especially when not all the, as previous senators have stated, that we have, that the candidate hasn't upheld every duty in the SAS. So I think it's important to highlight, like, and expand on what your goals are for the position.
Senator Westerman?
I think that since our job right now is to look at if they're qualified, based on what I've been presented with today, I don't think there's enough here to determine. I just think that saying that I've done this job before isn't enough to determine if you're qualified to do it again.
All right. Any further discussion? I do want to just reiterate that if this is not favorably recommended, then it will not be heard at Senate, and the entire process for like approving nominations for the executive board will be delayed. So I just want everybody to keep that in mind. It is an option to always have favorably recommend this so that it can be seen at Senate. He can provide more information at that time so that we're not delaying the process, but then we can also open it up to discussion from everybody at hand. This is not approving him. This is simply saying that he should be seen at Senate. So I do think that's important to keep in mind, regardless of whether or not where you stand on it, and we can give this feedback to him in an effort to make sure that he brings more information to the Senate table. So is there any further discussion? Senator Westerman?
Some point of clarification. When you say delay the entire process, do you mean like for all the positions or just for this
one? Just for this one. But keep in mind that we do have to have an attorney general for a lot of things, so. All right, so with that said, just keep in mind that we can give him this feedback and see the same presentation, but we'll also allow all the senators to be able to do the same vetting process, and this is not approving him. So with that said, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending the nomination of Omar Moore to the Office of Attorney General, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? All right, with that, he is favorably recommended. All right, we'll now move into public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Senator, or the Vice President Flingus?
Okay, so I just wanted to speak a little bit about Omar Moore, or I can't speak about any of it?
We're out of time. But you have a minute.
Okay, I would say that if you have these kinds of concerns, you should ask them line by line with SAS. That's something that we did specifically during our interview, because we had the same kind of concerns. And we talked about things in the past and how we're going to move forward in the future. You can't speak about something you haven't asked him about. Asking him ambiguously about the SAS, I think he's going to give you an ambiguous answer. I would probably do that as well with my position. So I would just really recommend go line by line if you're worried about it. I know that he has those answers ready because I asked him those questions exactly.
All right, any further public comment? Seeing none, we'll move into adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 5:48 p.m.